Blue Smart Mobility Private Limited, an electric taxi hailing and riding platform, has raised 37 crore, nearly $5 million at current exchange rate, in a pre-series of funding round, according to a report. The Gurugram-based company, set up last year by Puneet K. Goyal, Puneet Singh Jaggi, and Anmol Singh Jaggi, has raised this capital from Mumbai Angels Network, Inflection Point Ventures, and Let's Venture, Intrack reported, citing people aware of the development. Some existing investors have also taken part in this pre-series of exercise, as per the report. And NBSP. VC Circle has reached out to Blue Smart on the details of the fundraising and will update this report accordingly. The fresh capital will reportedly be used for operations, car lease deposits, and marketing purposes. The cash will also help the company streamline itself following a drop in demand owing to the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. This development comes almost a year after the company raised $3 million, around 21.22 crore at the time, in an angel funding round from several investors including Car Enterprises LLP, the family office of actor Deepika Padukone. Other participants in that round included Hito Angel Network, Bajaj Capital Managing Director Sanjeev Bajaj and Rajat Gupta, the former Managing Director of management consultancy firm McKinsey. At the time, the company said it was also in talks to raise $25 million, around 177 crore, in a series around, and that it had appointed Centrum Capital as the advisor for the planned funding. Blue Smart says it is focusing on building an all-electric ecosystem. During its angel funding round, the startup said it planned to bring on board 15,000 electric cars and 2,500 chargers on its ride-sharing platform by 2021. Deals in the electric mobility segment. Apart from investor and strategic interest in the electric vehicle, EV, and mobility space, the central government also announced initiatives aimed at promoting the segment. In her budget speech in July last year, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government would provide an income tax deduction of 1.5 lakh rupees on the interest paid on loans taken to purchase electric vehicles as well as reduce customs duty on certain parts. That month, ride-hailing company Ola and Squo, S electric mobility arm had raised 1,725 crore, around $250 million, from Japanese investor SoftBank in a Series B funding round, with the transaction valuing Ola Electric Mobility Private Limited at around $1 billion. In May this year, Texo Charge Zone Private Limited, which operates electric vehicle charging startup Charge Plus Zone, raised capital from Mumbai Angels Network. In February, EV infrastructure-focused Racenergy Private Limited raised funding from Grow Ventures and early-stage investor Prophetic Ventures.